Home. Home.
Shut up. I'm listening to the Next English Podcast.
You're listening to the Next English Podcast, a podcast for English learners at B1, B2 and C1 levels.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Zdenek's English Podcast. Welcome to another episode. I have got about 10 minutes to spare because I'm waiting for my pizza. That's right, I've ordered a pizza because I'm lazy. I don't want to cook for myself today. And so right now I have nothing to do. Basically, I'm walking in front of a Tesco. That's where there is a kebab place, a kebab house. It's called K&K. It's a Tesco in Poděbrady, and they have a nice kebab stall here just outside the Tesco, and they make wonderful pizza there. Really, really good quality pizza. So I've just paid for my pizza, and now I'm waiting for it to be finished, right? And when it is, obviously, I'm gonna eat it, because that's what you do with a pizza. But anyway, you're probably wondering, Zdenek, why on earth did you start this episode like this? Well, that's because I want to record an introduction to this one. So, this introduction might be slightly longer than my usual introductions, and that's because I've got a few things to say. You know, there's so many things I could talk to you about regarding my summer. As you know, I came back from Vietnam to spend my summer in the Czech Republic. I actually kind of prolonged this summer. It's no longer summer, I would say. It's almost the end of October and I'm still here. But it's getting colder. Winter is coming. You know which TV series I'm referring to, don't you? Yes, that's right. The Game of Thrones. Winter is coming. It's true. And I'm getting colder. I also keep getting sick. So I think it's about time I went back to Vietnam. I've already booked my plane tickets, so it's gonna happen soon, and I will be out of here and back to Asia, back to Vietnam. But there's so much I could tell you about regarding my summer, and one of the highlights was Irena visiting me here in the Czech Republic, which happened about 4 months ago. And we also recorded a podcast together. It's a bit random because we recorded it in the morning and it was very unprepared. You know, I like to do these improvised interviews. You guys know me. If you have been a long-term listener, you know how I do things here. And so I decided to call it Random Bollocks because it's kind of random. So we talk about birds, language learning and some other stuff. I think it's pretty interesting. Yeah, so I think you might like this episode. And as you know, Irena is from Poland, and coincidentally, 4 days ago, I went to Poland. That's right. Why? Why did I go to Poland? And why Wrocław again? You may remember a while back, I recorded an episode with another listener from Poland, who at the time was also doing her podcast. What was her name? Nina. Nina was her name, right? Nina, if you're listening, then hi. Yes, I was back in Wrocław. And you know it because I actually sent you a message from the bus. But anyway, I went back to Wrocław this time not to visit Nina, but because I had been invited by a listener of Zdenek's English Podcast to see the Ukraine-Czechia game, a football game, which was taking place in Wrocław. Why was it taking place in Wrocław? Well, because Ukraine is at war, as you know, and that's why this country cannot play its games on its home soil, which is a shame, really, because everybody wants to play home games in their own country, right? But it is what it is. So this game, it's a Nations League game, if you understand football. There's a competition called Nations League, and Ukraine played this home match against the Czech Republic in Wrocław, which is not too far, as you know, from my country. It's actually in the south of Poland, kind of. So, you know, I accepted this listener's offer. His name is Kirilo. He's from Ukraine originally, but he's got Polish roots as well. And he's been living in Poland for almost 8 years. And as he tells me himself, he feels more Polish than Ukrainian. You know, he has a Polish citizenship. So you can imagine it's one of those people with a split identity, I would say, or something like that, right? Anyway, I was expecting Kirilo to support the Ukrainian team because he is from Ukraine, right? But for the reasons I've just told you, he actually did not. He actually supported my team. We went to the Czech Ultras sector together to watch the game live, and he wasn't supporting Ukraine. He didn't have a Ukrainian flag, none of that. And I was wondering why. And Kirilo basically told me that, first of all, he doesn't feel that Ukrainian, he feels more Polish, but also he told me something that kind of made me look at things from a different perspective. He said that he thinks that the Ukrainian supporters, those that were waving flag in the stadium, those Ukrainian fans that went into the Wrocław Stadium, he thinks that they are hypocrites, basically. Now, I know this may sound like a strong opinion, but basically, then he gave me his arguments, and it really made sense to me, you know? Basically, what he's saying is that they should not be there waving the flag and shouting military and political slogans, but because that's what they were doing there. They were shouting military and political slogans during the game. Basically, what he's saying is that these fans are hypocrites because the soldiers now are lying in the ground and fighting for Ukraine, and they are laughing at all these patriots, so-called patriots, who are in Poland, and they may have even escaped their country. And he says, Kirilo, that it happens a lot because the borders are closed. The situation in Ukraine is really difficult, and no man, unless he has 3 children or is disabled, cannot or is not allowed to leave Ukraine. So apparently, if you have 3 children or are disabled, you can leave Ukraine. Otherwise, you have to stay there, and I suppose some of them, of course, have to fight. I don't know how they recruit the soldiers, but I guess, you know, when you're in war, it's just really tough, right? The state has to take measures like that. So basically, what Kirilo says is that a lot of those fans in the stadium, they were really men. Like, most of them were men, healthy men, often young men in their 20s, in their 30s. And they were shouting political slogans, but they are the people who avoided fighting, right, for their own country. They avoided defending their own country from Putin, basically. And he also said that they escaped from the country through rivers and mountains. And many of them even died in the icy water of the Tytsa River. And also, Kirilo says that the country's population has halved, and there are not enough men to complete the brigades. So basically, he could not support Ukraine, even if he is kind of Ukrainian. He could not, right? And he thinks that all these fans are really hypocrites. I guess the women who escaped with children, I guess they are fine, but the men, they shouldn't be like singing these military songs, because what do the soldiers think of them right now? Those that are fighting and dying for their country, right? It kind of makes sense, right? Doesn't it? Anyway, I wanted to tell you this because it really kind of opened my eyes, and it gave me a new angle. Obviously, you know my opinions on this war. 100%, Putin is the aggressor. His country is the one that attacked a democratic country, Ukraine, an independent country. Ukraine wasn't part of Russia, and it just made absolutely no sense, even the explanation that Putin gave, that he was going after fascists. It's just fascism. I think Putin should read history, because fascism is something else, in my opinion, right? Anyway, this war has been really horrible. A lot of people have died in it. And for me, you know, of course, I come from the Western world, and for me, it's pretty clear who the perpetrator, who the aggressor of this conflict is, and I will 100% be behind Ukrainians. But nevertheless, it's nice to hear from someone from actually from Ukraine giving me this unique perspective on this conflict, right? Through the lens of football. So, yeah. One more thing. If you guys want, we actually recorded an episode of the Footglish podcast, which is my other podcast. In case you didn't know, I have another podcast, the Footglish podcast, which is a podcast for English learners about football. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know, it's all over the place. Sometimes I do some episodes on the Teacher Zdenek YouTube channel. So please subscribe. And the latest episode is with Kirilo. It is about this game, the Czech Republic-Ukraine game. I talk more about football there, not like here. And yeah, I think it's an interesting episode. And yeah, it was nice to meet Kirilo, a listener of Zdenek's English podcast, you know, someone who has heard, apparently, as he says himself, so many episodes. And thank you, Kirilo. I know you are listening to this. Thank you for the tickets. It was really kind of you. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed this experience. It was wonderful. It was amazing. You know, I love football, and being invited to watch a game outside my own country, it was a great experience. Thank you so much. Okay, and one last thing. You guys know that I left Podbean, and now this podcast is on rss.com. Right? That's my hosting platform. Right now, if you want to support me, well, you have several options. Number one, you can go to my Hero page of the Footglish podcast, which is the other podcast, but there's no extra content. You don't get anything extra there for now. You just support me there, right? You send me like couple of euros every month. That's it, you know? So if you want to do that, go to herohero.cz and Google the Footglish podcast. You will find my face there, so you will know it's me. I'm the person behind both these podcasts, Zdenek's English podcast and the Footglish podcast. It's the same person. It's Zdenek, okay? So if you want to support me, you can do it there. Alternatively, if you wish to do so, you can become an Achievers Chamber member. If you want to learn more about this, go to teachersdenek.com. And also, if you think it's too expensive, which I don't think it is for the value you get there, but if you think it's too expensive and you want to try it first, send me an email and I'll give you a nice discount for the first month. A big one. I can give you a big discount, okay? Because I honestly don't want to sell you something that you might not later use or you might not feel comfortable even trying. So I can do that. Just tell me you are a listener of this podcast and we can make it work. My email is teachersdenek@gmail.com. Well, that's all. I know this introduction was quite long. I apologize for that. But there were a few things that I had to get off my chest. Like I said, there's more to talk about. I could talk about how I took my driving license course, the motorbike course. I could talk about the problems with teeth I had, which is a story in itself. And there's some other stuff, but I think I'll do that later in another episode. So thank you very much for listening to this introduction. And now sit back and enjoy listening to this wonderful episode that I recorded with Irena.
This episode of Zdenek's English podcast is sponsored by a brand new podcast, The Footglish Podcast, an English learning podcast about football by the same podcaster that records this podcast. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Zdenek's English podcast. I say good morning, but I don't know if it's morning where you are. It could be afternoon, it could be evening, it could be night. Who knows? But it is good morning for me. That's why I'm saying good morning. I hope you're okay with that. This time, I am joined by Irena. Hi, Irena.
Hi, Zdenek. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Do you guys remember Irena? She has been on this podcast before. Quite a few times, actually. How many times have you been here, Irena?
I think, I would say 3 or actually 4, because he also did an episode like a Q&A as well. So like 3 episodes talking about 3 different topics and a Q&A kind of thing, or an idiom lesson.
Yeah, right, yeah. Idiom lesson.
Yeah, that was an idiom lesson. Yeah.
Seriously,
about
wow.
Birds. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know we talked about birds because you are bird person.
Yeah, but we also like discussed some idioms. Bird-related idioms.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. That really sounds like
that
me.
That would be me.
That would be me. And that's the kind of stuff I do here on the podcast. And generally, just silly stuff, right? Birds. So birds. Are you still into birds? Are you still?
As always, yeah. That hasn't changed, and I don't think it will.
Okay. All right. So
never say never, but it's very unlikely, I would say.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're an amateur ornithologist or something like that?
I don't even know if I can call myself in that way, but I'm just interested in birds. Like, I'm curious, basically.
You're bird curious.
Yeah, I'm bird curious, pretty much. I love birds. I don't know. I find them fascinating. So
okay.
Each year I go to a bird ringing camp. I'm not a bird ringer. You actually need to pass like exams and you need to become professional to be able to do it. So we just assist like in taking birds out of a net and stuff like that, and just measuring, you know, recording scientific data and so on. So that's the stuff we help with. Yeah.
So you're also kind of a helper.
Yeah, pretty much.
Helper, like a volunteer.
Yeah. I'm a volunteer. I mean, like...
You don't get paid for it.
But accommodation and food is for free, so...
Ah, okay. So that's something you do in Poland, because let us remind everyone, you're Polish. So
yes,
is that something
exactly.
You do in Poland? Or
in Poland, but I would love to try it abroad as well, because I've seen like there are, you know, similar kinds of camps organized a little bit... I wouldn't say everywhere, but a little bit all over, not all over, but somewhere in Europe, Slovakia, for example, there's one.
I see. So that's
a
neighboring country.
Yeah.
And I remember one time you told me that you were planning to go to Mongolia.
Yeah.
But I think then in the end you went to South Africa or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Mongolia didn't work out because at the time, you know, with COVID restrictions, first they closed the borders, and then the flight prices went up like really significantly.
The flight prices of the planes, you mean,
yeah,
not the birds?
Exactly. not the birds. Yeah,
they fly
the
as well. So I'm just,
they fly as
you know,
well.
I want to make sure.
I mean,
I know. I want to make sure we are on the same wavelength here. So.
Yeah, but they don't offer, you know, services to random passengers.
Well, they
I would
should.
Say.
You look after them, so they should, you know. The big ones. You would need one of the big ones, like swan or something.
Yeah,
like.
Pretty sturdy bird. Yeah.
What's the biggest bird? Is it a swan, or is there a bigger bird than a swan?
Well, ostriches don't fly, so unfortunately,
oh yeah,
they
some
don't
people ride them,
count.
Right? Some people can ride ostriches.
Yeah.
Or is that
yeah.
just in fairy tales?
I'm not sure.
I've seen some people ride ostriches, but it could be just like in animated TV shows. So. Something, yeah, for kids, you know.
But I would need like a pair of sturdy birds to carry me, I would say.
Yeah. yeah, I understand. Okay, so that's birds. Then, mm-hmm. of course, we should remind everyone that you
I'm a language nerd, and I'm a...
You're a what?
I'm a language nerd as well.
You're a language nerd, you're a polyglot. You speak how many languages?
Well, Polish is my... native language, so Polish, obviously.
You don't count that, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, I don't...
It's a
have,
language, that's for sure.
I guess it's not my merit, you know, you know,
yeah,
basically.
No. Everyone can speak something, right? Like, yeah. Everyone has one language, so that
should... But I mean,
count.
Something I had to consciously learn that would count for me, you know, like, for example, English, French.
English, and you went to Canada, you lived in Canada for 8 years, right?
Nine years in total.
9 years, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Nine years.
9 years in total. So that obviously helped with your English. We can hear that. And then I know you're also interested in like southern languages in Europe.
Yeah, I specialized. I'm a French major, actually. Like I graduated in French and Hispanic studies.
Okay, come
That's
on. Tell us something in French.
Alors, qu'est-ce que tu veux que je te dise?
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Ça va bien. And that's where we leave it, yeah. We will leave it there.
Je suis contente de te voir, Zdenek, et de te parler.
J'aime la France.
Moi aussi.
Au revoir. Okay, that's where we will leave it. Then we can move to Spain then.
Yeah, Spain.
You speak Spanish, yeah?
I speak Spanish. Okay. I did Hispanic studies at the university.
So, let's talk in Spanish for a bit.
Bueno, no sé de qué cosa podemos hablar, pero me gusta hablar español. Tengo algunos amigos, muy buenos amigos, que conocí en Francia.
No tengo dinero. tengo hombre.
No tengo mucho dinero.
Tengo hombre. Yo soy estudiante de la escuela idiomas.
De idiomas, sí.
Vamos a la playa. El ritmo de la noche.
Sí.
Okay, that's it.
Lo podemos dejar aquí. We can leave it here.
Harakiri, yeah.
Dejar aquí.
That sounds Japanese to me. Harakiri. Isn't that when the Japanese kill themselves?
It's a ritual.
Is that the ninjas? Who did that? The ninjas, or I can't remember. Not the ninjas. The samurais, right?
Samurais. Samurais. And Japanese rider as well.
Yeah. Right, so that was Spanish then.
Don't remember his name, but
adios. Adios, amigos. And then, you also speak Italian.
Italian, yeah. My boyfriend is Italian, so we
should mention him, yeah.
We talk Italian on a daily basis.
Yeah. Okay, tell me something in Italian then.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. You have to say it like that. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. How are you doing today?
Come stai? Tutto bene.
Tutto bene. Isn't it how you should say it? Tutto bene.
No, tutto bene. Tutto bene.
Tutto bene. I'm overdoing it, right?
Just one single N. So it's not bene, it's bene.
But I like saying bene.
It's like, but the E is kind of marked like bene, bene. Yeah.
Pero in Spanish is but, perro is a dog, right?
It's a dog.
Yeah, but I don't, yeah.
And then in Spanish, for example, el burro, it's a donkey, but in Italian, il burro, it's butter.
It's what?
Butter.
What's butter?
Butter.
Butter. Okay. Yeah. I heard butter for some reason.
Butter.
Butter.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. You don't like butter. We learned today.
Yeah.
You can't stand it. You think it's disgusting. How come?
Non mi gusta la mantequilla. No, non mi piace tequila. Il burro. Mantequilla. La mantequilla.
Tequila is the drink.
No. Tequila.
Oh, no. I heard tequila. I hear tequila in everything, you know.
Non mi gusta la mantequilla, non mi piace il burro.
Now you're speaking Italian, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I shouldn't hear the word tequila in that at all.
No,
I said pizza.
First I said the same sentence in Spanish and then in Italian. In Spanish, butter is mantequilla and in Italian it's burro.
Hang on. So I hope listeners don't mind the randomness of this episode. I mean,
so sorry.
There's a lot to discuss, yeah, you know. But also, like, this is the way I record this episode. So I hope it's okay with you. Yeah. I just, you know, I have so many ideas. I had a plan, to ask you about. But whenever I talk to you, either new things pop up. Like right now, I want to really ask you about which pizza is your favorite, and if you eat pizza Hawaii as well or not.
No, I don't, and I know it's like a kind of
it's popular
blasphemy
here.
Sacrilege, where you name it, yeah, when you put like pineapple on a pizza.
Would your boyfriend put a pineapple
never
on pizza?
Ever, obviously.
Would he not do it because he's Italian, or would he not do it because he doesn't like it?
Well, both, I would say.
Yeah, because I feel like whenever I talk to Italians, they're just really proud people. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying it's like a fact. They are quite proud. They're proud of their food. And I think mostly they wouldn't do it because they are Italian. And they are so proud of it. It's like messing up their cuisine kind of thing.
A matter of, being proud of their culinary traditions. And I think in the case of Domenico, it's like a matter of his individual taste. Like he seriously just can't stand it.
That's,
you know?
That's fair. Yeah. But listen, speaking of Domenico, we have to say something.
What do we have to say?
I have to say something about your boyfriend, basically. So about a month ago, I started a new podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't heard it yet, listeners, I've got a new English learning podcast. Well, wait a minute. It's quite specific. So it's about football, actually. Not American football.
Yeah, it's the football that we play in Europe, okay? What they call soccer in America, I guess in Canada as well.
In Canada as well, yeah. They say soccer always.
Yeah, yeah, which I hate that word. But anyway, and it's been going well. And at some point, you noticed that I'm publishing these episodes, I think, right? And you suggested to me that I could have your boyfriend on the podcast to talk about the Italian team. That's because I have interviewed quite a few people of different nationalities. And in fact, I needed someone from Italy. So that it was a match made in heaven. So thank you for that, because Domenico was a fantastic guest. And everyone, all of you listening to this, can check that episode out, of course. I don't know the name of it, but if you write into Google the Footglish podcast, Italy, yeah, those words, then you should be able to find it easily. Yeah, so did you listen to that episode?
Yeah, of course I have. Yeah.
You have listened to that episode, even though you're not exactly interested in football.
I'm not into football. Actually, I don't mind playing like casually with friends football, but I don't necessarily enjoy watching it.
Do you enjoy watching birds more than football?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, well. I'm sorry, you can't be on the podcast. Keep sending your boyfriend Domenico.
Of course I will. I don't have any knowledge about football, so I wouldn't be a good guest, you know, to talk about it.
Okay, yeah, well that's fair. But thanks for Domenico. He did really well. His English is brilliant, guys. By the way, like if you're Italian listening to this, and sometimes I've noticed that some of you Italians are not very proud of your Italian accent, or at least that's what you tell me, then listen to Domenico. His Italian accent is not very Italian. How did he get to that level?
Studying. And
okay, well, I didn't expect that. I thought you would say something like listening to podcasts.
And yeah, then taking his own initiative, like listening. Because also he's very critical about the, you know, educational system in Italy and learning. It says, openly that
that's good.
Teaching languages in Italy sucks, basically.
Yeah, so, to be honest, it sucks in most places in the world.
And
so,
in Poland as well, I would say.
Yeah, it sucks in the Czech Republic too. I'm sorry, guys, but it sucks in Vietnam as well. Every place I've been to, it sucks, okay?
So if you're a good language speaker, there is a very big possibility that you must have used, you know, some additional methods or some additional resources, and you must have tried like many many different things in order to master the language.
Yeah. I just want to say at this point, that we are not just two random people ranting here about the school systems in the world. We are actually English teachers, both of us, aren't we?
Yes,
with actually extensive experience. So we know what we are talking about, listeners, and we are also English learners. So we have been through this ourselves. We have seen it from both sides, haven't we?
Exactly.
So we know what we are talking about. So just, you know, you can actually take our word for it for once. Yeah. Even though I know nothing about birds, Irina knows nothing about football. That's fine. But we actually know something about English. Yeah. About learning the English language. Actually, you know more about learning different, various languages. But when it comes to learning English, I suppose, you know, you can count on me too. Okay, so, Irena, let's explain the context here. So, I think listeners can actually hear it, that we are in one room. This is not recorded online, which is something I often do. So how did we appear in one place like that?
You organized a meetup in Prague for Czech learners, like the listeners of your Czech podcast, which is called the Zdeňkův Český podcast.
Right, my third podcast, yeah. we are getting confused here. So let's just clarify it once and for all.
And I'm just a Czech language fan, basically.
Right, but let's please, we need to make it clear again. This, what you're listening to right now, listeners, is Zdenek's English podcast. Yeah, I'm Zdenek, I'm your host. Okay, right. Irena is the guest. The podcast that Irena's
I wanted to say husband, but no, boyfriend,
uh-huh,
appeared on is my brand new podcast called The Footglish Podcast, which is in English as well. But believe it or not, but there is a third podcast as well. But I don't really talk about it much on this podcast. I may have mentioned it here and there, but there's absolutely no reason to do it because most of you probably wouldn't even be interested in it. And that's because it's a podcast for learners of Czech. And that's where you come in, because you are a learner of Czech as well.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You didn't mention Czech, because we were going through all the languages you can speak, and we didn't finish it.
We didn't finish it.
Yeah, so hang on, Finnish as well?
Finnish? No, I don't speak Finnish.
Well, you said you didn't finish it, so I thought, like, there's Finnish as well.
I can count to 10 in Finnish.
Okay, do it. I don't trust you. Do it.
Yks, kaks, kolme, neljä, viisi, kuusi, seitsemän, kahdeksan, yhdeksän, kymmenen.
You know what it sounds like? Like you're singing a song or something. It sounds like a nursery rhyme.
It's a very melodic language, you know? It's a very musical language, so it's like really nice to hear, you know?
Okay. Unlike Czech, the language you are learning.
No, I'm actually a big fan of Czech.
You are a big fan of Czech?
Yeah.
I see.
I've always been. Yeah.
So that's why you came all the way from Poznań, which is the city you come from.
Well, you are the reason as well. Because
I'm the reason you came to see me.
Yeah.
To record this podcast.
I mean, I enjoy, you know, being in your company. So it's like I have two good reasons.
One of the few people. So you came all the way from Poznań. Where is Poznań in Poland?
It's like midway between Warsaw and Berlin. Yeah. So it's more, you know, kind of central west, I would say.
Central west.
Between, like, it's exactly in the middle between the north and the south, but more towards the west. And
I have no idea where it is now.
And it's like two or three hours from the German border, basically. Yeah?
Okay.
So it's not completely in the south. It's not completely in the north.
So how many hours did it take you to come to Prague, which is the capital of...
7 hours. I had the bus at 10 p.m. and it actually was late. So eventually we left like at 11 p.m. after 11 p.m.
I slept
on the bus.
The journey was like, it was a night journey and you slept on the bus.
Mm-hmm. And I arrived in Prague at like after 6 a.m. Yeah.
You arrived in Prague after 6 a.m.
At half past six.
I mean, it doesn't need to be precise, actually. Yeah. Well, okay. And so what did you do in Prague? Because our meetup, which was yesterday, it was actually in the evening. So you had like, I don't know, 12 hours to spare?
Well,
what did you actually do?
I had breakfast. I went to...
No butter. Right?
No butter. Definitely okay. No butter.
Mm.
I went to, you know, the Stare Miesto just for a little bit, yeah, like
for
to
birds.
The old part of the city.
Oh, so did you say for birds? Or?
No. I said Stare Miesto. I think you used that kind of description.
Yeah. Stare Miesto means old town square or something.
Something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went to the botanical garden, which I hadn't visited before. It was like
botanical garden. Why? I thought someone like you would go to a zoo instead to see the birds. Why didn't you go?
No, I don't like the. You know,
you came
I don't
to see the plants as well.
I don't enjoy seeing birds in a cage, basically. So that's why.
So you were hoping you would find some in the botanical garden.
Yeah, and I like plants.
And
I mean, I'm not extremely interested. Like, I'm not, you know.
You don't like
a plant nerd.
You don't grow weed and stuff like that.
No,
we get it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I don't actually.
Good to know.
And I visited the botanical garden. I did some drawings as well, some sketches, basically.
Oh, because, drawings, okay. Because that's something we didn't mention yet, did we?
Yeah. I met actually two Dutch people who were drawing, so I kind of joined them in a cafe as well.
So did you know exactly where you were going? Like, how did you find that place even? How did you find those people?
The people I just came across them completely, you know, by chance, by accident. But I mean, the place,
because we have talked about drawing, Irena, and drawing as well on one of the previous episodes. So that's something we should mention as well. And so you drew as well something. So what did you draw? I assume birds.
No, because they don't like to pose, you know.
They don't like to pose. But I have seen some birds. I have seen some birds on your website. What's your website? Tell us your website before. Then you finish your sentence. Tell us your website.
Oh my goodness.
It has Heart and Skills, right?
Heart and Skills. So you can Google. It's like...
Heart, as in...
It's the human organ, which kind of keeps you alive, basically.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
And
it's a pun. It's like a pun. Hard earned skills, because it's hard. Normally, it's hard earned skills.
Exactly.
It's hard to earn those skills.
What it was meant to be, actually. Yeah, I just wanted to make like this kind of emphasis that, you know, I could say I put a lot of hard work into, you know, in improving my skills, but that was not the point. I mean, it wasn't hard in the sense that I just enjoyed doing it. I mean, I put a lot of effort, I could say. Maybe not hard work, but like a lot of effort.
Your heart and soul.
But yeah, I especially put in my heart and soul, exactly.
Which one more, heart and or soul?
I can tell.
Both equally.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. So basically you're a drawing person as well. Yes, you make sketches.
I make sketches. I paint. I draw. Yeah, I make sketches, like quick sketches or.
So no birds this time because they don't like to pose. Yeah, so
they don't like to pose. When I paint birds, first of all, it takes quite a bit of time because it's a complex and complicated subject as well. And I just use like, you know, internet photos, internet pictures. Okay.
Use it as your template.
Royalty free, yeah.
Royalty free, excellent.
Yeah, so like we can Pixabay, for example.
But when you make your sketches, are they also royalty free, or do you sell them?
No, I sell. Well, I would say they are
available.
Available, exactly.
But if they are available, you know what's going to happen. Like ChatGPT will.
I haven't managed to sell a lot of them. A few of them, yeah. So I can say I make a living, like by, you know, painting and drawing.
It's more like a side hustle for you.
It's something that takes a lot of my time, and it's something that I treat very seriously. So I kind of
you don't want to call it that. I see.
Yeah, I don't like to call it a hobby, basically, because it's much more than a hobby. You know.
Yeah, I understand. It's more me like me.
I wince pretty much like when someone says a hobby.
We need to tread carefully, listeners. You need to tread carefully. We are on thin ice. Okay, so but what I wanted to say is that these days, since you put some stuff out on the internet, it's going to be soon available on ChatGPT, Midjourney. You know how they create those AI images? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, they will use your image as well to create a random image on ChatGPT, you know? So are you okay with that?
Well, you can't help it, I guess, in a way. But I mean, it's just like so much more satisfying doing it, you know, on your own, I think.
Okay, well, fair enough. So we are talking about how you spend the day before we had the meetup. So is there anything else worth mentioning?
Not much. I mean, I talked to some people. You know, I talked to my boyfriend on Messenger, to a friend, like things like that. Yeah, usual.
Okay.
You don't have to go.
You don't have to tell us like you went to the toilet and you had dinner. You don't need to hear that. But that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. And then the meetup itself came.
Yeah, so exactly.
We had it in a pub. I can't remember the name anymore.
I don't remember exactly.
It's near the Hlavní nádraží. And the point is, so unfortunately we can't promote the pub because we don't remember the name. The point is we went there and there were a few other people, learners of Czech.
Exactly.
So no Czech people. I was the only Czech person there.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
And we just spoke Czech.
A couple of Russians, one American.
Yeah.
Me, I'm
Russians,
Polish.
Like good Russians. Yeah. Russians that don't promote war. I didn't even want to say this, but since you pointed it out, good Russians against the war.
Mm-hmm,
otherwise, exactly. I wouldn't even want to talk to them. I don't know about you, but I can't do that. So
I don't. And I mean, I'm definitely against the war. If someone says like they are for it, I don't know. Like if I see there's a room for this kind of discussion, I mean...
You're better than me. I can't do that.
I can talk to them. If I see there's no point, like...
You know what? I would just show them a middle finger. I'm sorry. I've just come to that point.
Yeah.
That anyone who's going to justify Putin... Mm-hmm. Or anything that Russians do these days mm-hmm. in Ukraine, fuck you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. This podcast is going to get cancelled now. But sorry, but that's the way I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if there are Russians who are condemning it, mm-hmm. that's a completely different story for me.
Exactly.
So that's the kind of people you met yesterday. Yeah. So that's that. And there was one guy from the United States of America as well.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie is his name. And that's it. It's quite a small group, actually. Yeah, because I think...
Six people. Yeah,
yeah, but really? I think... Like, you know what? Six. I organized it last minute. Maybe that's why. I feel like if I had given everyone more notice,
mm-hmm.
more people might have come to the meetup. But anyway, probably for the best, you know.
It's been like 3 weeks before.
We had some previous meetups in the past, and the numbers were similar, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. So that's what we did, and then because you didn't have a place to stay,
exactly,
you came to Podjebrady as well. Yes,
exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we are actually in Podjebrady in my house.
Yeah,
we are recording this podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, and I don't know what else to say really. Now I've run out of things to say. What else is on agenda? We can describe the weather here. If you want to do that. It's not very nice, is it? It's a bit... It's a bit dodgy, I would say.
Yeah, there's some sun shining through the clouds, basically, I could say.
Yeah, like, that doesn't sound very...
Very optimistic, yeah. Huh?
It's a some sunshine. Not much.
No, it's like, actually, it's pretty...
It's really wet, though, like, because it rained last night.
It's pretty humid, yeah.
It's super wet. So
super
wet, you're saying?
Yeah, okay.
I would say wet, because you wanted to play some table tennis.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I kind of talked you out of it.
Okay,
because it's really wet outside. We would have to play it on the grass,
mm-hmm.
and it's slippery as well, so we might mm-hmm. even get injured.
Yeah, true.
So I don't want us to end up in hospital as well. And so probably not that. Hmm. So I think that's probably why we are recording this podcast as well. It's like a B plan. It's the contingency plan we had. Yeah, it's kind of spontaneous as well. Okay, so what else is there then? What are your plans? You want to talk about your plans? One thing that kind of interests me is that now mm-hmm. you have a Italian boyfriend.
Yeah.
I know he lives mm-hmm. with you in Poznań.
Yeah.
And... But sometimes you go to Italy as well. You live in Italy for a bit, so...
For a couple of months, for example, or for a month, yeah. like, the length of stay differs, and it's... we know we want to go to Italy for winter, but sometimes it kind of comes up spontaneously.
I see, I see. Because you both work from home. That's why
We work from home. So for me in Italy, I mean, I'm not, you know, registered anywhere in Italy. I don't have my own, let's say, activity
mm-hmm.
in Italy. So I just work like for myself and for Polish language schools.
And it's European Union, it's so simple.
It's just so simple to go as well. So it's...
If you are a European Union member, and Poland is, mm-hmm. of course, then you can go anywhere except the UK.
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, for me, it hasn't affected me that much because I haven't been to the UK a lot. I mean, I just went once over 10 years ago, so that was it.
It has affected me a lot.
Yeah, I imagine.
And that's probably the reason I went to Vietnam as well, to be fair, because I was thinking of going back there.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a place I could continue teaching at, and they wanted me there.
I know.
But, you know, I just realized it would be too much red tape, too much bureaucracy, like to get
the
visa, you know, getting mm-hmm. the visa. And I just thought to myself, is that even worth it? Shouldn't I try mm-hmm. something different? And then in the end, I did. So, yeah, I guess goodbye, England, because you're making it more difficult for us now to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And It means you don't want us there. That's the way I see it.
Well, at least half over, 50% of the country.
But they are regretting it now.
Yeah, and that
they don't want.
They definitely they don't want have mixed feelings.
And they don't want to talk about Brexit at all. Yeah. They don't want to hear about it. They just, those that didn't vote for it, they're obviously now saying, "I told you so. I told you so."
Mm-hmm.
Those that did vote for it, they are, most of them still haven't admitted making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And but they still don't want to talk about it, of course, because they say it's done. It's done.
It's irreversible. Yeah.
Let's move on. And those that do feel regret, they also don't want to talk about it because they feel the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a mess, Irena. It's a mess. I bet it's much better in Poland, the political situation and all that.
Well, there was a time where, depending on who you ask, actually, I would have said it's a huge mess because we had
Brexit
a right wing government basically.
That's nothing unusual these days.
And it's nothing unusual, maybe.
Look at the Netherlands. Look at Austria.
But it doesn't make me extremely happy. And now it has changed fortunately. I think the changes are not, coming or not progressing maybe as fast as people would like to see them. But at least,
At least you don't have a right-wing government. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's for me, it's a sigh of relief, really.
You as a Francophile, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were probably following the elections in France because Macron, he called unexpected elections.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some sort of a weird plan. I don't understand what exactly he was trying to do, but it almost backfired.
Yeah, and I'm actually not following it as much because, strangely enough, I haven't been following a lot of political news, I guess, in general.
But basically, there was a big chance that the right wing party Le Pen, which was run by Le Pen, a very famous racist politician. She has a lot of following now, but in the end, she did not win. She finished third, which nobody expected. The polls were giving her very good chances of winning.
Yeah, and she was pretty confident.
Yeah,
as far as I know.
So it was a surprise for everyone, right? So.
And it seems like there's basically a stalemate kind of because nobody has a clear majority. Yeah.
No,
so
I think they're gonna screw her over.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna lose because everyone else will make a coalition. That's what I heard the latest news. Well, anyway, I don't know why we are talking about politics, but I thought we might as well mention it as well.
Yeah. Well, because you mentioned the fact of being a Francophile.
Yeah.
Being a Francophile.
Yeah, you are a Francophile.
Yeah, I am.
How do you say so, Francophile? How do you say that you like Italy? Italophile. Italophile. Italian file. I don't know. Sounds like a Google document or some Italian file.
An Italian file.
Anyway. Doesn't matter, listeners. Doesn't matter, yeah? This is an English learning podcast, but to be honest, you won't get all the answers in the world here, right?
Well, it's not meant to be like a grammar lesson, for example, definitely. So you get a good dose of listening and vocabulary and so on, and some.
That's good listening practice, mainly.
Yeah,
I would say.
Basically,
two mates talking to each other, and
actually
a lot of nonsense as well. But I bet it's quite realistic. It's natural. It's authentic.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's what you get. When you
listen to the next English podcast.
When you meet people in general, I mean, it's random, yeah? Okay. It's authentic, it's spontaneous, yeah? It's not a textbook,
that's right, but often when people do a podcast, it's scripted or there is a plan. And I don't like those plans so much, so I prefer this. Yeah?
I think, for me, I would make notes in some kind of
bullet points.
Bullet points, exactly. Oh, yeah. just to, you know, in case if I get, I don't know, stressed or something and I forget what I wanted to talk about. But I definitely wouldn't follow it like word for word. Yeah,
I don't make any bullet points because I'm not so militant.
I just know I can get kind of stressed sometimes and then like my mind goes blank. That's the only reason.
Okay, well, I think your mind didn't go blank this, during this recording, so thank you for that. If you did enjoy this episode, not you, Irina, but the listeners.
Well,
I'm talking to
I
the listeners.
I have as well.
Okay, but now let me talk to them.
And I will be listening to it, so.
Okay, thank you so much. So I guess you're a listener as well then. No, it's confusing. You're both the guest and the listener.
Exactly.
And probably your boyfriend will listen as well. Oh my God. So listen. What I wanted to say is, and that applies to you too now, because you just decided to place yourself into that group.
Yeah.
If you did enjoy this and you want to help me, as in Zdenek, why don't you write a review on Apple Podcasts, give me 5 stars, if you don't want to write anything, let ChatGPT or AI write it for you, and you can even put some bullet points there if you want, Irina. You can write it in bullet points.
Yeah. Sure thing.
And you could say it's the best podcast since, I wanted to say slice, since sliced bread, but you could say since butter as well. Yeah, so.
I wouldn't even mention butter.
I know you wouldn't. I just wanted to, you know, go back to that.
Yeah, tease me.
It's just a weird joke. I'm weird. So guys, these reviews really help, you know, because at this point, there is no monetization of this podcast. And you may have probably noticed that unfortunately, this podcast, I don't want to say it's fading away, but it's like I had to, what's the expression to use here? It's kind of in the background now. There's a verb for that. I had to like put it on the sidetrack, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's not the number one thing for me now.
Yeah,
you know, because it's not monetized. So I'm more focused on the football.
It's not your priority.
It's
definitely
not my priority.
Yeah.
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's still there. Yeah. I will still publish episodes of the Next English Podcast, but the regularity of the episodes, you know, it's not what it used to be. Yeah. So that's why, like, we can help each other out here, listeners. Okay. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Okay. You write reviews about my podcast, and I will publish more episodes for you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a fair plan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Irina. You can do it too. You can use bullet points. Anyway, I think that's enough. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a good day, evening, night. I still don't know whatever day it is where you are. So I have no clue.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. And
until next time.
Until next time. Yeah,
have a good one. Cheers. Bye. We have used like 10 different ways to say goodbye now.
Good.
See ya. Can you say see ya if you cannot see them, actually? It's a podcast.
Well, that's a good question.
And why the hell haven't I finished recording this yet? It's another good question. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website, teachersdenek.com. where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.